It's time for the Money and Markets Flash Update from the team at James Investment Research. It's your daily financial briefing to help you keep more of your earnings and to make sure your investments are working harder for your family during these challenging economic times. Now, here's Roy Hatfield.
Thank you so much for visiting with us on Real Roots Radio, WBZI, WKFI, and WEDI, and streaming on the World Wide Web at realrootsradio.com. Today, we're joined by Beth Handwerker from James Investment Research. Beth, how you doing today?
Beautiful day, Roy.
That is what they tell me. Well, it is a great pleasure to have you on once again, talking about things from the financial world. And we always start our chats by recapping how the markets did last week and some things to look forward to this week.
Yeah, so markets were basically flat last week. They're down just a hair. Some of them, depending on which index you're looking at, are up a hair. But basically, we were flat last week. We had a rough patch start on Tuesday where the markets took a tumble because the inflation numbers came back higher than expected. And the market was kind of anticipating that the Fed was going to maybe lower interest rates in March. And so then they're like, oh, no, the inflation's higher than expected. Maybe they're not going to lower rates. And so that caused a knee-jerk reaction in the markets. And I know Neil shared with your listeners our economic outlook, and that's kind of what we expected for this year. We knew that there would be some headlines that with choppy economic data coming back and forth and the market would respond, you know. So anyway, we ended up the week basically flat and we rallied back after the hard day on Tuesday. But some other things that happened last week, the January retail sales were a little bit lower than expected. So, you know, if people aren't out there spending money, that companies get a little bit more cautious. Some good news, though, we had manufacturing indicators are showing positive signs. That means that companies are feeling like they can create more product and create a little bit more inventory and preparation for more demand for their products. So that's a good sign. And those are the first positive numbers we've seen in that area for a while. And also good news, we saw some jobless claims. The initial jobless claims were a little bit lower than expected, but the continuing, so once somebody's been on unemployment and continues to be on unemployment, those numbers were a little bit higher than expected. So kind of, again, a mixed bag. If we're looking at this week, the market's closed today on Monday, but the earnings, there's still a lot of earnings that are going to come out this week. One in particular we're watching for is NVIDIA. They have been on a tear, that stock, for the last 18 months. And we'll see what their earnings comes back. You know, it's kind of going to be a little gauge for, is all this AI stuff, is all the hype actually turning into earnings for these companies? So we'll be watching for that and see how that influences the market and how it does. So there's our economic recap.
We're chatting with Beth Handwerker on the Money and Markets Flash Update on Real Roots Radio. And Beth, I don't think we've ever kind of posed a question like this, but what are some of the ways that James can help in educating their clients?
Yeah. Well, you know, education is really important. I am a recovering adjunct professor, let's say, from Wright State University. And so I love teaching, and we really want to keep educating our clients. And so we send out monthly communications. I don't want to say a newsletter, but really we have a service count, and we pick these timely topics each month, and then we find articles related to that topic. And the hope is that we're going to be very proactive with our clients. So if we're talking about qualified charitable distributions at the beginning of the year, we're bringing those ideas to them so that they can, that's something I want to do, and they can communicate with us. Anyway, so we're starting in January. We sent out some information about around goal setting.
Well, that makes sense this time of year.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, they have our New Year's resolutions are probably falling off the wagon at this point.
Guilty as charged there.
But one of the articles we included in there was on fun goals, right? So we spend time talking to our clients about, well, what do you want to do in retirement? And they're like, I don't know. And so we like to get the ball rolling, and we'll say, like, well, what does your perfect day look like? And then that gets their juices flowing in their brain and can help them get an idea. So, you know, Roy, just for fun here, what's your perfect day look like?
Once again, never thought of that question. maybe a beach and some waves rolling in or something like that. That's a pretty good daggone start.
That sounds like a good day, right? So that helps, like, us think about, well, that's what I want my retirement to look like, right? So doing those things really helps. You know, my perfect day isn't quite that ambitious, Roy. I like to be lazy and read a book or build a puzzle, you know, so.
Whatever works, right? To each their own.
Yeah. So while, you know, what we're talking about, you know, the perfect day isn't always talking about finances in particular, but it's like, what can I do to help my finances support, you know, my dream day of laziness and your dream of being at the beach, right? So that just is a fun thing to think about and get people excited, right? And if we have to make some changes, we need to save more or work a little bit longer, then if we know what that dream day is going to look like, that hopefully gives us that motivation to do the things we need to do.
This is the Money and Markets Flash Update on Real Roots Radio, talking with Beth Handworker for a few more minutes. Beth, we've talked about goals. What are some other ways that people can judge whether or not that they are on track for their retirement?
Yeah, the biggest thing that people need to focus on is, well, what am I actually spending each month? You know, I am a crazy budgeter because I love numbers and all of these things, right? But that's a cuss word for most people.
Indeed.
And so we need to know what you're spending so we can identify whether you have saved enough for retirement, right? And so, again, because budgeting is a cuss word, we can back into these numbers a couple different ways. You know, we look at, okay, this is your take-home pay. If your bank account is growing a little bit month by month, well, then that means you're spending less than you're making. So we can extrapolate, right, data from that without a quote-unquote budget. That's one thing. And I would advocate, if people have the ability to do this, that they should track their spending for a couple months. You know, keep a good old-fashioned diary. Write down what you spend each day. And it doesn't have to be on paper, right? But if you want to do it in a spreadsheet, that's fine too. But just give you an idea of what you are spending month to month as you're approaching retirement. And I like to have our clients practice, right? Okay, well, you can spend $7,000 a month in retirement. Well, let's practice living on that. What does that look like? And are we comfortable before we pull the trigger to retire, right? And we're coming up to my favorite time of the year, tax time, right? But as you're gathering all those tax documents, another thing you can do is, you know, kind of do a gut check on those investments that you're gathering information on. Did you have an account that churned off a lot of capital gains last year because the market was up so much? Maybe is there some tweaks you can make to that to help minimize those capital gains in the future? Or you have a tech stock. We were talking about NVIDIA. If you have a tech stock that went up crazy, is it a good idea to trim some of that down a little bit in anticipation of a more normalized price? So also, I like to encourage people to take a look at your Social Security and Medicare options as you're approaching retirement. That's a big concern for people. And that's something we help people with every day. So you have questions about that, you know the gal to call.
She's Beth Handworker, and we're chatting with her for a few more minutes on the Money and Markets Flash Update on Real Roots Radio. Now, since we're kind of going on the topic here, Beth, what have you shared with some clients this month?
Yeah, so an interesting thing that I found was an article that talked about the exact age you make the best financial decisions. Any ideas, Roy, what that number is?
70?
53 and 54.
Huh.
that's the magical age. And so they, this article they were talking about, what they did is they did a study, this was in 2022, so recent, undertaken on financial literacy. So they asked people of varying ages to take this quiz. Did they understand what these different terms meant and things like that? And, you know, Roy, I'm under that ideal age. I'm not going to say how little. But, you know, and so the kind of the point of this article is that, you know, in your 20s, you have more fluid intelligence. And so they're talking about you can absorb information and compute numbers better than somebody who's older. You can absorb knowledge. But as you get older, life experience adds to that fluid knowledge. And so your knowledge moves from fluid to crystallized. You have more experience to know what is a good decision and a bad decision. And so you make better decisions as you've had more life experience. And that probably doesn't surprise anybody. And so the question that we need to answer then, well, if I'm not 53 or 55 or 54, how can I make good decisions? And so what the key takeaway here is just reading and listening, right? If you're young, because you can absorb all of that knowledge, you should be reading and listening as much as you can about these subject matters you don't know anything about. And if you're older, you also should keep learning, right? Because that keeps your analytical skills sharp, right? If you're using your brain, it keeps it sharp. And, you know, Roy, we were talking about failed New Year's resolutions. They also suggest exercising helps. I don't know why people keep telling me to exercise, but I guess I better get on it.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
But in all seriousness, if reading isn't your thing, take advantage of me and Neil here at James Investment Research, right? Odds are we've met someone who's gone through the exact same thing that you are, and we can help you navigate that situation with more ease.
She's Beth Handwerker joining us on the Money and Markets Flash Update on Real Roots Radio. Beth, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Roy, it's always great to talk with you.
The James Investment Money and Market Flash Update is presented by James Investment Radio, a service of James Investment Research. For more information, call toll-free 888-426-7640 or go to jamesinvestment.com.